Hello, everybody. Welcome back to UMBC Hockey, underway between the UMBC Retrievers and Johns Hopkins University for the season debut. Already face-off underway as this puck comes all the way back out to the point. Hopkins controls early. Brenner Granston up and out of the zone. Freeze flips it up and away and picked up for Johns Hopkins by number four, Luke Tarazzi, as he flips this one up and around the boards. Freeze is going to pick this one up and move it out over the line. He'll move this one behind the net. Tries a centering pass. That one goes all the way out and through the crease. Granston keeps it in at the point. Bouncing puck will dribble just wide of the goal. Chase back down all the way behind the net. Comes back out in front for a shot by Scotty Collinson. And a save by Daniel Longmire, the goaltender for Johns Hopkins. 40 seconds into the first period. Early shot on goal for UMBC by Scotty Collinson. Face off in the Johns Hopkins zone. Scotty Collinson taking this for UMBC. Opposite of him, number 20, Anthony Song. Draw one by UMBC, but Hopkins will take this one up and out of the zone. It will get out and it will be dumped back in by Brian Dugon, newcomer for UMBC this season. Hopkins trying to pick this one up and away, moving it up and ahead. Brian Zhao taken away over the stick of Brenner Granston. Garcia going head to head. Collinson with a knockdown on Anthony Song. Chasing this one back down, Brian Dugon flips it up for Freeze. Freeze on his backhand trying to get this one over the line. Just kept in by Hopkins. Granston gets it back on the dump in. He'll move this one all the way around trying to flip it out. Hopkins able to get a stick on it and keep it in. This is Anthony Song trying a centering pass into the pads of Sean Brown for a save. 18:44 to go in the first period. One shot on goal apiece. Line changes coming now for both sides. Faceoff coming in the UMBC zone. Won by UMBC, but back to the point for Hopkins. This shot from the point is turned aside. That one goes wide of the goal. Lester Joux with that shot. Hopkins wheeling this one back around. Joux from the point. His shot blocked back into the opposite corner to Captain Gurion Marks. Marks skates this one in, has that one poked away. Back out into the corner. Skating this one all the way back into the circle. He'll try a shot turned aside by Brown. Picked up and moved the other way by Devlin Crystal. Crystal moving this one up over the blue line, flipping this one across crease, picked up by Gavin Hayes. Hayes trying to center this one, picked off by Hopkins. Hopkins will move it back the other way. This will be Blake McIntyre over the line. McIntyre with a nice move to the front, tried to break it up and through. Zane Baker able to break that one up for UMBC. Chasing this one all the way back down is Hopkins. This shot up and into the glass on the shot by Gurion Marks. This puck will get all the way up and out of the zone. Chase back into the Hopkins zone. Luke Tarazzi picking this one up for Hopkins. Sent back over to Gurion Marks. Marks looking ahead. Poked back over the center line for Hopkins. Allison Eberhardt moving that one in. Dump back ahead. UMBC trying to counterattack the other way. Dylan Schaub has that one taken away, but poked back ahead still. Trying to get that one up is Feldman. Feldman loses it at the line. Hopkins moving it the other way. This one back for Allison Eberhardt. She's got it over the line. Defended by Brenner Granston. Granston with the pickoff trying to get it through. He's able to get it through to Hopkins, and he will move this one up himself. Over the blue line goes Granston trying to scoot that one over. This one will be picked up by Ardosh. Hopkins able to defend. Moving this one back over the line is Anthony Song. Song on his backhand trying to cut to the net into the chest of Sean Brown for the save. Line changes coming for both sides now. Song will stay on. Some of the heavy hitters for UMBC out on the ice. Scotty Collinson going up against Anthony Song here on the draw. Draw one by Collinson. This one back over for Garcia. Garcia trying to move that one ahead for Freeze. Freeze has that one poked away. Hopkins still keeping this one in the zone. Moving this one back around is Song. Trying to centering pass, does not connect. And now Collinson will move this one up and away. Dumped all the way back in. Line changes coming for Hopkins as Brenner Granston starts this one behind his own cage. Granston over the center line, over the blue line, looking maybe to take this one. And that one poked away by Hopkins, moving back for a two-on-one led by Blake McIntyre. Moving that one over to Mason Albert. Centering pass broken up by Scotty Collinson. And moving it back the other way is UMBC. Brian Dugon over the line. Nice move to the outside. Tries to go five-hole. That one stopped by Hopkins. Back to the point once more for Zane Baker. Baker dumps it around the boards. Scotty Collinson picks it up behind the cage, dumping it back for threes. This one's sent all the way back out. Now picked up again by Dugan. Back for Freeze. Chasing this one back down is Hopkins. They'll try to move this one up and out of the zone. Number 97, Arthur Wang, able to backhand and move it to Blake McIntyre. McIntyre gets over the line. He's got some room on the wing. He'll fire and score. 15 minutes, 34 seconds to go in the first. Johns Hopkins with the first goal of the game. Back underway following the goal from Blake McIntyre to make it 1-0 for Johns Hopkins here early in the first period. Hopkins will start this one again in their own zone. This will be Gurion Marks over the line. He'll go one-on-one and he'll scoot this one behind the cage, trying a centering pass, did not get through. Picked up once again by Hopkins, circling this one all the way back around. Trying to scoot this one all the way back behind his own net. Lester Jew tried a centering pass, some chaos in front. Brown trying to track, unable to get that away, and now moved out by UMBC out of the zone, but picked up by Marks once again. No icing on the play. This will be chased down by Baker. Baker for UMBC looking to start up a fresh play. He'll move this one all the way over, trying to get it to Brandon Feldman. Feldman able to corral. Hopkins moving the other way. Baker going toe-to-toe with Anthony Song. Song able to get some room on the wing. He'll fire that one, turned aside by Brown. UMBC battling for it on the boards. Ardashnar able to pick that one and move it behind his own cage. UMBC trying to get it up and out of their zone. Picked up by Stout. Brian Stout able to dump it in, chased down by Ardashnar. And it'll be picked up by Arthur Wang. Wang moving this one over the center line and over the blue line, looking for some room on the wing. Tries a backhand, turned aside by Brown, and the rebound chipped over the goal by Wanhee Han. Hopkins still moving it all the way back around, trying to chase it, moving this one back up to the point for Tarazi. Tarazi fires, turned aside by Brown. Tons of pressure here from Johns Hopkins in the opening 7 minutes of the game. They've got a 1-0 lead with 13:40 to go in the first period so far. Nair picks it up, able to get it out of the zone and pass Wang, but Wang still controls. Hopkins gets onside. He'll move this one over and he'll try one. That one will go wide of Brown. Picked up again by UMBC, trying to pick this one up. Ardash Nair trying to move that one ahead. Collision at center ice, no penalties forthcoming. Hopkins will start this one behind their own cage. Picked off by UMBC. Dylan Shaw with a steal. Hopkins able to take it back. Scotty Collinson trying to move this puck out himself. Surrounded by two Hopkins players. This one will go all the way back around. And be dumped in by Tarazi. Collinson finishes his check. And now it'll be Brenner Grantston moving this one ahead for UMBC. Bringing that one all the way in for a shot and a glove save by Daniel Longmire. Chasing this one all the way back down. One on one is Lauren Pan for Hopkins, trying to center that one all the way across. Able to make the save is Brown. UMBC trying to clear this one out of the crease. And Brian Dugan able to try to get this one clear. Hopkins still able to keep it in. Lauren Pan moves it again. Now Dugan ahead, looking for a head of steam to get it behind the defense. Dugan's got Freeze with him, shut down by Blake McIntyre for Hopkins. Hopkins trying to start a fresh rush the other way, and a two-on-one developing the other way, led by Marks. Marks fires shot. The rebound just could not be corralled by Everett Button. And Hopkins unable to convert on the rebound by Sean Brown. We remain 1-0 with 12 minutes to go in the first period. That shot wide of the goal. Brown scoots that one behind his own cage. Picked up once again by Luca Valdiva. Valdiva trying to throw that one towards the cage off the ball. Picked up once again by Lester Jew, circling that one all the way back around for Brian Zhao. Throw one on goal, that one turned aside by Brown. Another shot on goal, turned aside. Moving that one all the way back, Hopkins with the pressure on, and Brown will cover for a whistle. 11:38 to go in period number one.
Was that third one on goal or wide?
Wide. 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 Faceoff coming in the UMBC zone, won by Hopkins, wheeling this one all the way back into the point for a slap shot. Does not get through, trying to get ahead of steam and get a breakaway. Devlin Crystal just unable to get to it first as Marks clears this one back behind. Hopkins keeping some pressure on, trying to wheel this one all the way back around again. Battle for it on the boards. Zane Baker unable to clear the zone. Mason Albert trying to work that one all the way over. And UMBC able to clear. Devlin Crystal will try to chase this one down and beat out the icing. He will. UMBC trying to sustain some pressure now. Great play by Devlin Crystal. The front unable to try to get it through. Stout just had it broken up by Brian Zhao of Hopkins. Good chance for UMBC. That's a shot on goal from center ice, turned aside by Brown. Wheeling this one all the way back around. UMBC trying to start something, but it is Luke Tarazi dumping it back in. Picked up by Alex Garcia. Dumped all the way back around once again. This one will be picked up by Michael Wiley. Wiley tries to clear it on the boards, able to get it to Garcia. And unable to get that puck through is Dylan Schaub. Hopkins the other way, moving in for a breakaway. The backhand turned aside by Sean Brown for a big save. 10:28 to go in the first period. Hopkins still leads 1-0. A big save by Sean Brown to keep this a one-goal game. Face off in the UMBC zone, won by UMBC, but the puck picked up by Johns Hopkins. Skating that one all the way around, the puck comes out to the center and able to be knocked away by Ardash Nair. Dumping this one back around the boards is Schaub. Hopkins still able to control, but trying to pick this one up is Garcia. Back around the boards once more, able to get out of the zone before being corralled by Tarazi. Controlling it now is McIntyre, the lone goal scorer so far for Hopkins. Down in the corner, Juan Hehan tries a centering pass, broken up. Branston looking for an opportunity to create some space and take this one himself. He'll move that one over the blue line. He's knocked down at center ice by Arthur Wang. Schaub trying to wheel this one back to the point, picked off by Hopkins. Juan Hehan taking that away, taken away by Branson. He'll throw that one towards the goal from the blue line, easily turned aside. One halfway gone in the first period, still 1-0 for Johns Hopkins as they will start fresh behind their own cage. This is Juan Hehan again. Han dumping it ahead for McIntyre. Big hit from McIntyre on the boards. Puck still in the Hopkins zone, broken up by Granson, trying to move that one ahead to Dugan, broken back up before it could leave the zone. Hopkins gets some time, the line changes. UMBC looks to start fresh. This is Granson for Freeze, going around three defensemen, trying to get through himself, looking to make some room on the outside, still able to control. UMBC with some zone time. This one over for Scotty Collinson. That shot just whistled wide by Collinson. Freeze able to try to keep this one in the zone. Looking for some space, taken away by Hopkins up and out of the zone, but Freeze able to take it back. He'll retreat back for Zane Baker, but that is picked off, and now Hopkins with the possession in UMBC zone. This one is picked up once again. That shot on goal turned aside by Brown, and the rebound finds its way through, and Hopkins has scored to make it 2-0. The shot from Anthony Song laid loose in the crease, and just like that, 2-0 for Johns Hopkins. That is a goal scored by Allison Eberhardt for Johns Hopkins to make it 2-0, assisted by Anthony Song. And Hopkins out to an early 2-0 lead. They control this puck once again. Marks moving it all the way back around. Zane Baker trying to chase. Picked up once again. Baker loses it. That shot from Eberhardt turned aside. Now it's Marks once more retreating, getting some fresh bodies on the ice for Hopkins, trying to move that one ahead to Lauren Hahn, unable to get it. And now moving this one ahead for UMBC. UMBC gets it into the zone all the way back around. Trying to move that one all the way back up to the point for Gavin Hayes, unable to corral for long. Devlin Crystal trying to take it back, but Hopkins able to escape, and Song will move this one over the blue lines into the UMBC zone, trying to get around a few. His shot on goal turned aside by Brown. Centering pass, no one home for Hopkins, and this one will be dumped all the way back down and just wide of the goal for an icing on UMBC. 7:27 to go in period number one. Faceoff in the UMBC zone following the icing will be won by UMBC. Moving this one ahead is Devlin Crystal. Crystal takes it over the blue line. He'll dump it in. He'll be chased by Nair. Hopkins able to control. Trying to move this one out of the zone. Pressured by Nair. As Gurion marks on his backhand, trying to get it up and around the boards. Big missed hit from UMBC. But that one taken away. And they're going to call that one offside on Alex Garcia right before a solid scoring opportunity for another faceoff for UMBC. This one will come in the neutral zone. Fresh bodies coming on for both sides. Taking the faceoff for UMBC will be Brandon Feldman. Opposite of him is Blake McIntyre, one of the goal scorers for Johns Hopkins. Won by UMBC. Feldman, he'll dump this one in behind the Hopkins net. And trying to center that one, and that one deflected by Feldman. Just took a bounce wide of the goal. Good opportunity for UMBC as Hopkins now takes over and tries to move this one up and ahead. And that will be an icing on Johns Hopkins. Granston chases it down, 6:41 to go in the first period, 2-0 Hopkins. Big faceoff coming in the UMBC zone. Scotty Collinson will take it opposite of McIntyre. UMBC looking to get on the board here in the first period. That draw won by UMBC. Granston has it at the point. Circle this one around. He's pressured, looking to get to the middle. Has that one poked away. He'll throw that one on goal. The rebound loose to Dugan, and that one just lifted by Mason Albert. A good scoring opportunity broken up by Hopkins. And now McIntyre moves this one around to the outside. He's looking for some space, taken down, and fires that one over the goal. Hopkins still able to control this one. He'll go all the way back, and Brenner Granston will start back up again for UMBC behind his own net. Looking for some options, he'll slow it down and he'll move it for Ethan Freeze. Freeze with some room down the wing, looking to make some room. Freeze behind the net, tries a centering pass. That one grabbed by Longmire for a whistle with just under 6 minutes to play in period number one. Scotty Collinson will stay on the ice for the faceoff for UMBC. Behind him, he's got Baker and he's got Wiley. Freeze remains on the ice with Dugan. Draw one by UMBC. Back for Wiley. His shot on goal turned aside by Longmire. Baker trying to keep it in. And just unable to corral it in. Delayed offside UMBC. Hopkins with a free retreat out of their own zone. This one picked up by Baker once again. Tries a centering pass. Picked off by Hopkins. And play is blown dead for offsides once more with 5:37 to go in the first. To be an intentional offside, faceoff will be coming in the UMBC zone. Collinson will stay on with Dugan and Freeze. Coming on for Freeze will be Devlin Crystal, but Collinson still taking the draw, won by UMBC. No one there as a fallback, just unable to keep it in as Baker. And now Hopkins will move it up the other way. Marks trying to move it ahead. Just out of the reach of Devlin Crystal. This one will go all the way down for icing on UMBC. Long shift for Scotty Collinson. He's feeling it now, icing as it comes all the way back down. He's forced to stay on for at least another shift. Opposite Scotty Collinson is Anthony Song for the draw. Draw won by Hopkins and Song. This shot all the way from the point turned aside by Brown. That puck is loose as the goal comes off the moorings and a whistle blows on the rebound opportunity from Song on the shot from Lester Zhu. Another faceoff coming in the UMBC zone. Still no changes coming from UMBC. They'll just redo the faceoff once more. Collinson and Song once again. Hopkins able to keep it. Collinson looking like he's got some legs on him for one last rush. It's a 2-on-1. He's got Dugan with him, and Collinson rings it off the bar. UMBC still able to keep it in. Wiley over for Devlin Crystal. Crystal on his backhand, kind of center ice, trying to get that one through and just poked away by Anthony Song. Collinson just off the post a moment ago at the end of his shift. Looking to get UMBC on the board as we are under 5 minutes to play in the first. Zane Baker with a good takeaway on the boards. Trying to move that one up and ahead, unable to get it through Arthur Wang. Baker once more, he'll retreat this one behind his own cage. Back ahead for Crystal. Crystal has it taken away by Tarazi. UMBC able to take it back. Crystal, second opportunity out of the zone, just able to get it through off of the bounce of McIntyre, still battling for it on the ice. Hopkins able to pick it up and retreat. Wang starts this shift. Wang moving this one all the way back behind his boards, covered by Collinson. Moving it back for Wang at the point. He'll line up a slap shot that goes wide of the goal. Picked up by Hopkins. Brown out of his crease. UMBC trying to clear this puck out of the way. This is Stout trying to get it out, and he will. Able to get it out of the zone. And Crystal able to get up and out of the zone. He will dump it in. And finally, a much-needed line change for UMBC as Collinson and Baker get off the ice after a four-minute shift. Chasing this one down is Stout, moving it back for Garcia over the center line, taken back by Hopkins. Stout taken away by Lauren Pan. Stout able to get it back. Pan gets it back once more. They trade. And now Dylan Schaub gets it out of the UMBC zone. He'll lead this one, tries to dump it in, but taken away by Tarazi. Great hit from Schaub on the boards on Everett Burton. Able to free up that puck as now Hopkins will try to move this one ahead once more. Picked up by Feldman. Feldman ahead for Schaub. Schaub looking for some options. He's got Feldman over the blue line. Feldman looking for some room on his backhand. That one covered by Tarazi. Pushed to the boards by Tarazi. Feldman looking for some options, trying to get it free as Hopkins able to get this one up and out of their zone. Picked off. Brenner Granston able to get it back over the line. Looking for some room. He'll fire. That one turned aside and blocked. And for an easy save from Longmire on the block shot. Moving that one ahead. Wang unable to get it through. Good defensive play by Dugan to break that up. There's now Granston with some stick handling to get it over the line. He's behind the Hopkins net now. Circling it back, trying to find Dugan, but broken up by Marks at center ice. Garcia tries a shot. That one dribbles through the crease. Picked up by Dugan. Wang able to get it out. Feldman able to control. And he will dump this one in. Picked up by Hopkins in their own zone. Line changes coming for both sides. McIntyre, one of the goal scorers for Hopkins, moves this one ahead. Hopkins over the line. This is Arthur Wang. Wang with a shot turned aside by Brown off the mask. Trying to move this one ahead for Ethan Fries. He's got a potential one-on-one, but he just steps on the puck and unable to get some room as that puck gets caught in a clump of ice along the boards. Unlucky break there for Ethan Fries. That puck runs into a whole clump of ice along the board, stops its momentum, and he steps on it. Bad break for UMBC, as now Granston will try to will this one in himself over the center line. Able to get it through, picked up by Baker. Baker trying to make some room, pressured by Hopkins on the board. Hopkins able to win the puck. Getting this one over the line is Song. Song breaks in and fires that one off the outside of the net and out of play with 87 seconds to go in the first period.
We got a shot down there. I thought that one ramped up off around 8 minutes.
Outside of the net. Scotty Collinson back out onto the ice for UMBC. Taking the draw opposite of him is Anthony Song once again. 1:27 to go in the first. Back out to the outside. That shot from the point does not get through to Brown. Lester Zhu trying to pick that one up. Baker has it behind his own cage, trying to wheel this one out in his backhand. Hopkins able to take it back. Some pressure along the middle. Mark's able to knock down Crystal. This play blown dead. First power play of the game coming for UMBC. Mason Albert to the box, 2 minutes for tripping. First power play of the game coming for UMBC. First opportunity on the power play for UMBC. This one will wheel all the way back to the point. That one on goal just wide of Longmire. Dugan trying to chase that one down. That one will get cleared up and out of the zone to be chased by Brenner Granston. Sean Brown controls this one behind the net, moves that one for Brown. 20 seconds gone on the power play. 50 seconds to go in the first period. If UMBC doesn't score, they will start the second on the power play. Scotty Collinson moves that one around his backhand. He's over the center line and over the blue line. Takes that one himself. That one blocked and ramped up and out of play. 39 seconds to play in the first. Be another face-off coming in the Hopkins zone. Line change coming for Hopkins now. UMBC stays the same. Dugan, Fries, Collinson, Granston, and Garcia. Devin Crystal takes the ice. He'll take this draw. Draws one by UMBC. Granston keeps it in. Moves it over for Freeze. Freeze with an opportunity. Turn to side. The rebound for Crystal. Trying to get it through. The puck is loose. And Longmire able to cover for the save. 30 seconds to play in the first. Two shots on goal there for UMBC. This will mean another face-off in the Hopkins zone. This one, once again, will be taken by Devlin Crystal. Draw one by Crystal for Freeze. He'll look for a long-range opportunity. Block picks up for a second try, moving it over for Collins, and his shot just chipped wide and over the goal. Crystal has it once again as the net comes off its moorings for a whistle with 19 seconds to go. Referees will try to get the net back on its moorings. UMBC 19 more seconds to make something happen in this period on the power play. Crystal will once again take the faceoff opposite of McIntyre. Draw one by Crystal once more, back for Freeze. His shot turned aside by Longmire, but Collins able to keep it. He's got a little more than 10. One more try for Freeze, turned aside again by Longmire. Under 10 to play. Crystal has it, looking to make some room. Taken away by Hopkins. Back for Collinson. He's got four. Back for Crystal once again. One last opportunity in the period for Dugon just over the goal. And that's the end of the first period. 2-0 for John Hopkins. Goals by Blake McIntyre and Allison Erberhart. Good frenzies there on the final second for UMBC, but they trail 2-0 after the first 20 minutes. They've got 48 more seconds left to make something happen on the power play when we return for the second period. Getting ready to get back underway for the second period. 2-0 for Johns Hopkins. UMBC 48 seconds to go on the power play. Draw one right away for Freeze. Moving it over for Devlin Crystal right over the line. Moving it right in for an opportunity. That one broken up and brought back out for Brenner Granson over the line and back at center. Granson pressured. He'll skate this one up and over the line. Looking for some options taken away by Hopkins. Cleared up and out of the zone. 27 seconds left on the Hopkins penalty as we start the second period. Ethan Freeze will start this one up for UMBC. He'll take it up and over the line. Trying to scoot this one all the way around behind the cage, looking for some room. That one broken up, unable to get through for Devlin Crystal. And now Anthony Song will skate out the rest of this penalty for Hopkins. Trying to get that one through, poked away by Brown. And penalty is over for UMBC. Granston back at even strength over the line, looking for some room. He'll take that one himself. Fire picked up by Crystal on the rebound. That one able to get through as well. Play blown dead a minute into the second period. Officials discussing with the bench why the play was blown dead. We wait for play to resume as line changes come for both sides. Net came off its moorings, but back on the net now. Draw one by Hopkins. Mason Albert has it. He'll skate this one over the blue line. UMBC has it once more. Moving it ahead is Wiley to Devlin Crystal. Crystal unable to get it up over the line. Picked up by Hayes. Moving that one back for Wiley. Wiley moves that one ahead for Crystal. Devlin Crystal dumps that one behind the cage. Picked up by Stout. Hopkins trying to get it clear. Picked up again by UMBC. Flip towards the net by Baker. Hopkins picks it up behind their own line. And picked up by Valadia. Trying to move that one ahead. Gets away. Chased down by Wiley. Wiley will start up this drive for UMBC. And now ahead for Ardash Nair. Chasing that one down. He'll win the race, get to it first. Hopkins able to pick him off. But Nair will pressure and keep this one behind his own cage. Nair knocked to the ice. Hopkins trying to clear. Kept in by Brenner Granston. Granston dances to the outside, tries a centering pass. Did not get through. Still has it. Looking for some options as he's pressured behind the cage. He's got Garcia at the point, but he'll keep it himself. Trying to go his back into the front. They score! No goal, they wave that one off, unable to keep that one out. Wait for the official signal, but the call is no goal on the ice. The play by Schaub was able to be stopped by Longmire. And we'll start this one up again. Garcia with his shot. That one blocked in front. That puck is still loose. Picked up once again. And Hopkins able to get that one up and out of the play. And lining up for a big hit is Feldman, unable to finish. But UMBC has it once more, and starting this one up again is Granston. He'll take this one over the line, looking for another opportunity. He'll try to cut that one through. He's got it behind the cage now. Centering pass just gets away from him, picked up by Hopkins over the line, picked up by Granston once more. Still has it, poked away. Garcia will try to chase. Hopkins picks it up. This is McIntyre alone on a breakaway and able to be taken away by Ethan Fries. McIntyre has it once more. Ethan Fries able to get back and shut down that breakaway. And now Scotty Collinson trying to move ahead for a chance. That one just bounced away from his stick, pressured by Hopkins now along the boards. Garcia has it for UMBC. Moving that one ahead for Fries. Fries over the blue line looking for some options. He's got Dugan with him. Gets tangled up with Allison Eberhardt. Both players up. This one just over the line. And now another opportunity for Johns Hopkins. Arthur Wang. Fries trying to get back on his backhand. Just chipped that one wide of the goal. Now trying to get this one ahead. Collinson off of his skate and wide. Once more is Arthur Wang for Johns Hopkins. Now once more, Dugan, he's got an option with him. It's Fries, unable to get the most mustard on the pass is Dugan, unable to get it to Fries. Dugan able to pick it up once more, looking for an option back at the point for Fries. His shot, that one blocked by Arthur Wang before it could get through the Longmire. Hopkins has it, Eberhardt taken away by Fries, dumped behind the cage. Luke Tarazi challenged by Dugan. Able to get through. Collinson picks it up, looks for some options, has it taken away from behind, and now Tarazi will move it ahead for Hopkins. He'll dump it back into the zone. Ethan Fries has it. Moving that one ahead. Tarazi's got it center ice on the clear from Wiley. Chase back down again. UMBC has it, looking for another clear. Wiley has that one picked off. Hopkins still with another chance. That one taken away by Dugan. Just gets over the blue line, delayed offsides on Hopkins as now Zane Baker retreats for UMBC, looking to start up another rush. Baker dumps it out over the line, picked up by Marks. Marks challenged by Dugan, trying to get that puck away, able to get and pressure it and get it to Collinson. And now Dugan will backhand and dump it in right on goal as he gets a line change for UMBC as we are over 5 minutes gone in the second period, still 2-0 for Johns Hopkins. Arthur Wang's pass broken up by Crystal as that one now picked up by Garcia. Unable to get it through. Hopkins picks it back up once more. Granston trying to clear it up and out. Picked up again by Wang. Wang takes it over the blue line. Has that one taken away. Getting that one back over the blue line. Devlin Crystal looking for some speed as he goes one-on-one down the wing. Trying to control. He'll fire that one. Just getting a glove on it is Longmire. But the puck still in play. Hopkins able to corral and get that puck out of the zone. Anthony Song has some room on the wing. He'll carry this one on his forehand as he gets that one through, and that one is saved by Brown. Hopkins still has it. Another shot from the outside, turned aside. Song still pressuring for Hopkins. This one behind the cage. This is now Horrigan. Horrigan has that one taken away. Devlin Crystal looking for another opportunity. He goes 2-on-2 with Brian Stout. That one from Crystal on goal, turned aside and saved by Longmire. This will be another faceoff coming in the UMBC zone. Feldman will take this one for the Retrievers. Hopkins has it. Trying to move that one ahead. All right. Is Hahn taken back by UMBC. Dylan Schaub dumping that one ahead. Taken back by Hopkins by number 27, Lester Jew. More pressure coming from UMBC in the second period, but Hopkins still able to get some escape. Scoring chances are 2 apiece in the second period. Hopkins moves this one over the line, moving for another chance by Hahn. Just bounces over his stick. He'll try centering passes. That one is broken up by Michael Wiley. Hopkins still with some pressure in the zone. Brandon Feldman looking to clear this one up and away. Unable to get it out, kept in by Lester Jew. able to get this one out while absorbing the hit is Feldman, able to get that one all the way in the UMBC zone before Hopkins knocks it all the way back as Zane Baker forces a line change and gets some fresh bodies on for UMBC. Hopkins chases him, able to get it out of the zone, picked up by Freeze. He'll move this one ahead for Feldman over the line, drops it back for Freeze. Freeze looking for some room and fires that one, turned aside by Longmire. And this one, play blown dead. And a second power play coming for UMBC. Tripping on Johns Hopkins number 17, Blake McIntyre. Power play commences for UMBC. Ethan Freeze has it at the blue line looking for some options. Moves it back over to Scotty Collinson. Collinson, pass across the ice for Crystal. Back to the point for Granston once more. This one back for Collinson on the wing. Once more for Granston. He'll fire one. That one just goes wide. Trying a centering pass to Freeze, unable to connect, and Hopkins able to clear it up and out of the zone to be chased by Brenner Granston. Brown stops the puck and moves it for Granston. UMBC starting back up again. 25 seconds gone on the power play. 12 minutes to go in the second period. UMBC looking to get on the board for the first time as Freeze has it. Circling this one all the way back around, looking for some options. He's got Crystal at the point. He'll give it to him. Unable to corral it, and Hopkins able to take it away and clear. This one will go all the way down as Brown will stop this one behind his cage and try to move it for Brenner Granston as he is pressured by Anthony Song of Hopkins, shorthanded. That shot from Anthony Song, turned aside by Brown, shorthanded pressure for Hopkins. UMBC trying to clear this one ahead. Ill-advised pass picked off by Wang. And now Brenner Granston halfway through the power play now. Granston over the center line and over the blue line. Goes between the legs. He's got a chance. Turned aside. The rebound just kicked away from Brian Dugan. And now Hopkins able to pick up the puck and clear. 40 seconds to go on the power play. Great opportunity for Dugan on the rebound of a Brenner Granston shot. Just unable to convert as Hopkins' defense swarmed him. Once more, UMBC looking to start fresh. It is Brenner Granston once more over the center, over the blue. Looking for another option. Has that one poked away to the boards. He'll still chase it. This one will bounce all the way back down for Devlin Crystal at the point. Scoots around one, pushed to the boards by Hopkins, still able to corral it. Moving that one all the way back behind the net, chasing it down, and now Freeze in the corner. Push to the boards, 8 seconds on the power play for UMBC. Not a lot of time to make something happen as Dugan has it. Tries a centering pass for Freeze just out of his reach. Crystal, and the power play expires for UMBC, but they've still got some pressure going in the zone as McIntyre joins the fray. Hopkins now able to control it. But this one back for Freeze once more, looking for a chance, shorthanded, try to get it over to Scotty Collinson, just out of his reach, still has it. He'll try to throw that one towards the cage, picked off by Hopkins. Freeze has it behind the cage. He'll take this one back to the point, look for some options, dumps it behind the net for Schaub. Schaub trying to find Freeze. Garcia turns around and fires, deflected into the pads of McIntyre. A great chance for Ethan Freeze on the deflection of an Alex Garcia shot, but turned aside by Longmire, his 18th save of the day. Shots on goal 19-18 for Johns Hopkins at the halfway point of the game, but 2-0 for Hopkins. 9:56 to go in the second period. Much better period for UMBC at the halfway point. They've had their chances, but Longmire has been up to the task. Taking this draw for UMBC is Feldman. He'll win it. That shot turned aside on the shot by Wiley. Trying to center that one again, trying to find another one, unable to get the shot through on Longmire. As Ardash Nara with the scoring opportunity. And now it's a breakaway for Hopkins. Blake McIntyre alone on Brown. And just off the outside of the net as the net comes off of its moorings. Great extension by Sean Brown to keep this a two-goal game. McIntyre already with one on the day. Unable to get that one through Sean Brown. A big opportunity. He's had a couple of big saves to keep this one from getting out of hand early. Still 2-0 for Johns Hopkins. 9:37. To go in the second period.
Did the one down on the end go wide? Or was that on that last one?
On that. Draws one by Hopkins. That shot from the point by Marks turned aside. Schaub will pressure and he will force McIntyre to the outside. McIntyre takes the play in. Offside play blown dead after just 12 seconds. Neutral zone faceoff coming after the offside call. And it'll be McIntyre to the box again. 2 minutes unsportsmanlike conduct, a third UMBC power play. A third power play coming up for UMBC now. McIntyre back to the box, this time 4 minutes for unsportsmanlike conduct. Big opportunity for UMBC to get back in this game now. They've got 4 minutes on a power play that has come close so far in two chances, unable to convert so far. Longmire so far with 18 saves on the game, but they've got 4 minutes to make something happen here as Feldman looked to start it off strong with a faceoff win, won by Hopkins. Picked all the way back out to the point. Trying to keep that one in, just getting through Michael Wiley. Anthony Song, shorthanded opportunity, pressured by Wiley and taken away. Looking to start a rush for UMBC. He's got three with him and two defenders back. Wiley shot that one, blocked by Marks. And now Hopkins will turn it back shorthanded the other way. It's Anthony Song. Song down the wing to his backhand, turned aside by Sean Brown. He'll kick it behind the net. UMBC looking to catch Hopkins cheating and start up a rush, but Hopkins able to recover and break that one up. 35 seconds down on the double minor. Hopkins player takes a spill. And now UMBC trying to start one up again. Zane Baker over the blue line, looking for an opportunity. He'll take that one himself, turned aside by Longmire. The rebound unable to get through from Brian Dugon. Dugon circles it behind the net. Has that one taken away. Granston able to get it. Cuts this one up center. Now another opportunity. That one shot on goal. Turned aside by Longmire once more. Feldman tries another one. Turned aside. The rebound from Dugon. Unable to get it through. As this play blown dead. As the net comes off of its moorings once more. On a great scoring chance for UMBC.
Is there one on ground on that?
No. So another faceoff coming in the UMBC zone after the net comes off of its mooring. Scotty Collinson and the big guns on the ice for UMBC with Brian Dugon, Brenner Granston, Ethan Freeze, and Devlin Crystal. Draws one by Collinson to Brenner Granston. He'll circle this one over to Freeze for an opportunity. Cutting it and scores! Ethan Freeze on the power play. And it's a 2-1 game. UMBC is on the board. Play back underway following the power play goal for UMBC. Another opportunity for Freeze, turned aside. Still on the power play now is UMBC. They're feeling it and the pressure is on. Granston able to keep it in, looking for another chance. He'll cut that one in and fire, turned aside by Longmire. Another chance kicked out to Granston. Play blown dead once again after the kick out. And the net comes off of its moorings once again. 91 seconds to go on the power play. UMBC looking to even this game. 7:44 to go in the second period. They fix the nets once more. The goal scored by Ethan Freeze, assisted by Brenner Granston on the power play. And line changes coming for UMBC.
Did you have the time of the goal? I'm putting 8:15.
Do that. Hopkins will win the draw on the ensuing faceoff, but pressured by UMBC still, looking to get this game even. So he chased back down as Wiley loses that one back, but Baker will retreat. 1:14 to go on the power play. Second unit on for UMBC. Baker ahead. Feldman will dump it in. Chasing it down now is Feldman after his own dumping. Hopkins has it on the boards. Big hit from Gavin Hayes along the boards to free up the puck. Baker trying to keep that one in. It'll just get away, and it'll be chased down by Michael Wiley. Wiley trying to get that one ahead for Feldman. Just out of his reach. Hopkins will retreat and get it. Lester Jew has it. Pressured by two UMBC players. Trying to send that one all the way up the ice and down. He will. 38 seconds to go on the power play for UMBC. Brenner Granston has it. Looking to make something happen here as we reach the final 30 of this power play. Granston over center and over blue. He's got Dugon as support. He'll take it himself. Still has it. Tries a centering pass. No one home. Back for Garcia at the point. Garcia throws that one a goal. Picked up by Dugon just off the outside of the goal. Granston back for Garcia. Garcia winds one up and fires. That one blocked. That puck coming loose to the other side. And just getting out and over the blue line. 5 seconds left on the double minor. UMBC goes 1-for-2 on the double minor. And they are back in this game as Longmire covers that one up on the shot from the point. 6:12 to go in the second period.
I'm not gonna repeat it.
Line changes coming for both sides now after the 4-minute power play. Ethan Fries making it a one-goal game on the first half of the double minor, unable to convert on the second half from the second unit, but still some chances. Momentum back in UMBC's corner. 2-1 still for Johns Hopkins. Just over 6 minutes to play in the second period. Branson has it. He'll look for some options as he carries it over the center line. Might look to take this one himself as he cuts to the backhand, shovels that one towards the goal on Longmire, and he will cover for the save. Good opportunity there from Brenner Grantston. Net off its moorings once again. That net is clearly not secured. But this faceoff will come once again in the Johns Hopkins zone. Feldman will take it for UMBC opposite of Anthony Song. Song wins it, but UMBC comes back up with it. And this one back over, scores! Michael Wiley from the point, and it is 2-2. We are tied.
That was Wiley, right?
Yeah, it was Wiley. Assisted by who? UMBC goal, scored by number 8, Michael Wiley! Assisted by number 20, Alex Garcia. Time of the goal, 14:11. That is Michael Wiley with the goal for UMBC, assisted by Alex Garcia, tying this game up at 2, the double minor. From Blake McIntyre flipping this game on its head. Ethan Fries converts, and shortly after it expires, Michael Wiley, his first goal in a UMBC uniform, has tied this game up at 2, and UMBC all in control now. Looking to keep Hopkins off the board once again as this faceoff in the Hopkins zone is won by Hopkins. Pressuring still is UMBC, but moving that one out is Hahn, picked off by Crystal. And Crystal will dump that one in to be chased by Tarazi. Tarazi unable to get it past Grantston. Grantston controls and has that one taken away. And now a potential break for Hopkins. Moving this one ahead is Song. He's got some room trying to get through. Turned aside by Sean Brown. A big save to keep this game tied. And first power play of the game coming for Johns Hopkins. UMBC to the box. Gavin Hayes, 2 minutes for tripping. UMBC penalty number 19, Gavin Hayes, 2 minutes for tripping.
Only 5 shots on goal in this period.
Oh, in the period, yeah, you're right. And now Hopkins with an opportunity to take the lead back. They've got 2 minutes on the power play to make something happen here. They win the draw and they will control in their own end. This one will escape Gurion Marks and go all the way back down. On the penalty kill for UMBC, Scotty Collinson. Brenner Grantston picks this one off and sends it all the way back down. Good start for UMBC, keeping Johns Hopkins disorganized. This play blown dead once more. As looks like Sean Brown having a skate issue. Play blown dead as they will fix that one on the bench real quick. 25 seconds gone on to the Johns Hopkins power play. We'll see what the solution is here, whether they'll fix that one up now. Looks like it will be Nick Corbin coming in for UMBC, making his season debut with 4:32 left in the second period. The moment he did step in last year, he made massive contributions, especially the first win of the season for UMBC against Franklin and Marshall, making over 50 saves on the night. He is definitely no slouch in the backup position and more than capable of keeping this lead for UMBC. Faceoff at center ice, 25 seconds down on the power play for Hopkins. Arthur Wang will control that one off of the skate of Anthony Song, forcing Hopkins to retreat. This will be Marks carrying that one in. They're going to try to catch Nick Corbin cold here in the opening of the power play. He is not warmed up, trying to wheel that one behind the net, and the play blown dead once again as the net comes off of its moorings. Surprise, surprise, once more.
Is that a shot?
This will be a face-off in the UMBC zone with Anthony Song opposite of Scotty Collinson. 1:17 left on the power play, 4:13 left in the second period. Won by Scotty Collinson with a great effort. Big hit by Gurry and Marks on Scotty Collinson, but Collinson still able to will that puck up and out of the zone. Big pressure by Dylan Shaba. Big hit on Blake McIntyre. McIntyre already with 6 penalty minutes on the night, as well as a goal. This one, the shot on goal, turned aside by Nick Corbin. A great way to get him into this one. Arthur Wang has it. Fires that one from the point. That one goes wide. Hopkins still has it on the boards. 45 seconds left on the power play. Wheeling that one around. Great pressure by Brenner Granson on Anthony Song to break that one up, trying to clear that one up and out of the zone. Hopkins still able to keep. Big hit by Scotty Collinson on the boards to knock that puck free. Still battling for it on the boards as Collinson. Hopkins able to come up with it. That cross crease pass for McIntyre off of the skate and into the net. A power play goal for Johns Hopkins to make this 3-2. Not much for Nick Corbin to do on that one. A wide open Blake McIntyre gets his second of the game off of the skate of a UMBC player, and Hopkins back in the lead once more. .321 to go in the second period. Hopkins with their first goal of the period to make it 3-2. Where? Hopkins' goal scored by number 17, Blake McIntyre, assisted by number 20, Anthony Song, and number 23, Gurian Marks. Time of the power play goal, 16:39. So that is McIntyre getting Hopkins back on the board. They are 1-for-1 on the power play. He was left wide open on the cross crease of Nick Corbin off of a UMBC defender and into the net. Not much he can do as McIntyre has this one once again as they wrest back the momentum in this game. McIntyre has it on the boards. He'll circle this one back. We are back to even strength. Slowly McIntyre to Tarazi. He'll fire that one into the pads of Corbin, turned aside. 2:45 to go in the second. UMBC able to get that one out of the zone. It's Tarazi again, dumping that one ahead. Taken by Garcia, trying to find Crystal, taken away by Lauren Pond. Big hit on the boards on Blake McIntyre. Another big hit, this one from Garcia. Both McIntyre and Allison Eberhardt slower to get to the bench now. This one turned aside on the shot by Brenner Granson on the break-in. Crystal back to the outside, trying to flip that one towards the goal into the chest of Longmire on the shot by Brian Stout. 2:10 to play in the second period, 3-2 for Johns Hopkins on the power play goal by Blake McIntyre, his second of the game. So far in this period, we have 3 goals. First from Ethan Fries for UMBC, then Michael Wiley to tie the game, and a power play goal from Blake McIntyre. This play blown dead once again off the faceoff. The shot by Scotty Collinson, swallowed up by Longmire. Collinson will take this draw again, opposite of Song. Fresh body coming on for Johns Hopkins. It's Arthur Wang. And Song kicked out of the circle. Mason Albert will take this one, opposite of Scotty. Collinson wins it, but Hopkins able to take it away from Dugan. Chasing this one all the way back down to the other end is Gavin Hayes. Icing waved off. Hayes trying to work that one ahead, just out of the reach. Trying to chase this one down is Ethan Fries, going one-on-one with Wang. Wang gets to it first and able to box out Fries and move this one up and away. Dugan trying to pressure in the feet of Zane Baker. Dugan able to come up with it. Dugan has it. Has that one taken away by Tarazi. Tarazi will start up. He's got 2 defensemen in front of him. He'll try to look for some room. He'll fire that one as that one's blocked by Baker and into the boards. Wang will chase it, challenged by Baker. Baker comes up with it, trying to kick it out, able to get it to Michael Wiley. And now it's a 2-on-1 for UMBC, trying to get it to Ethan Fries, but a good defensive play by Arthur Wang breaks up the pass by Brian Dugan. Fries still battling for it along the boards, able to come up with it, looking for Dugan, slides that one towards the goal, but just wide. Collinson has it, looking cross-crease, unable to find Fries. Longmire able to break that one up. Hopkins looking to start a rush the other way, beating them to the puck is Hayes. Hayes trying to find Scotty Collinson, getting the puck on, getting a stick on that one is Anthony Song. Collinson retrieves it back for Hayes. 47 seconds to go in the second period. Hayes has it once more over the blue line, fresh off the bench. And this play blown dead offsides on Johns Hopkins with 40 seconds to go in the second period. They still hold a one-goal lead. Line change for UMBC taking place now. Collinson and Freeze coming off of the ice, coming on now. Ardash Nair and Dylan Schaub. Taking the faceoff is Feldman, won by Johns Hopkins, under 40 seconds to play. Gurion Marks has it. Ardash Nair. Hopkins retreats, taken away, unable to get to that puck first is Feldman, as Longmire able to get a stick on it. Picked off, but Hopkins able to get it back. This is Valbavia. Hopkins still has it in their own zone. This one is broken up by Wiley. Michael Wiley, he's got a goal already, potentially looking for two. He'll fire that one into the pad of Longmire and out of play. 3 seconds to go in the second period. Line change for UMBC. They're going to bring on some of their shooters for this final 3 seconds with the faceoff in their own zone, looking to tie this one up with a quick shot off the draw before the end of the second period. Scotty Collinson will be taking this draw, and opposite of him will be Mason Albert. Draw is won by Hopkins. They will wind out this clock. Back to the point for Grantston as the second period winds to a close. 3 goals in the period, 2 from UMBC, and we've got a 1-goal game heading into the third and final period. Johns Hopkins with a 3-2 lead. Third period underway between Hopkins and UMBC. Hopkins with a 3-2 lead. Johns Hopkins wins the opening draw, trying to get back underway. Nick Corbin still in goal for UMBC. Unknown what's going on with Sean Brown, whether it's an injury or an equipment issue, but Nick Corbin still in goal for the Retrievers as we get underway for the third and final period. This is an early icing on UMBC. This one will come all the way back down. Short delay as we get everyone in order. Anthony Song for Hopkins, Devlin Crystal for UMBC. Draw one by Hopkins, the shot does not get through to Corbin, the puck is loose, big save by Nick Corbin on the loose puck, a great opportunity for Anthony Song as Corbin shuts down the five hole. Arthur Wang pressured by Devlin Crystal, Hopkins still has the puck. Garcia trying to chase that one, the centering pass does not get through. Poking that one over the line is Brian Stout. Trying to move that one up ahead, just out of the reach of runner Grantson, all the way down for icing is waved off as Hopkins will start up again. Arthur Wang, challenged by Brenner Grantston, moved up to forward for the third period here as he strips him of the puck, and he's got Ethan Freeze with him in a 2-on-1. Grantston holds himself across for Freeze, and that one just out of his reach, but back for Collinson at the point, tried to find Freeze again, and that one deflected just wide by Grantston. Hopkins will move that one out and away. This one will go all the way down, and icing here on Johns Hopkins, big opportunity now for UMBC. Sean Brown on the bench with no mask. Looks like it will be Nick Corbin for the rest of the game. 90 seconds down in the third period. Icing on Johns Hopkins. It will be Scotty Collinson taking this draw. Flanked by Ethan Freeze and Brenner Grantston. Draw won by Collinson. That shot on goal turned aside by Longmire. Freeze dumps that one back down. Dugan will chase it. Still looking for it once more, trying to find Freeze, broken up by Hopkins. Arthur Wang challenged by Scotty Collinson, trying to get it up and out. Collinson gets a stick on it, able to get it through. Zane Baker jumps up and dumps it in. Longmire will stop it and dump it behind his own cage. picked up now. Collinson opportunity, turn aside by Longmire on the short side. Dugan has it for UMBC. Dugan back for Collinson. Off the boards, back to himself, but Wang there able to grab the puck and throw it back. Big hit on the boards by Ethan Fries. UMBC able to take that puck back as it comes back to the opposite boards. Kept in by Garcia and taken away by Tarazi and dumped out. Potential icing waved off as Fries chases it, turns around and finds Dugan with a great pass. Dugan unable to connect with the pass for Feldman, but Feldman able to successfully chase it. They'll look for an option, tries a centering pass. That one just off the side of the goal and back behind the net once more. Anthony Song moves this one ahead. 2-on-1 for Hopkins. Song cuts in and scores. Anthony Song goes coast to coast, and Johns Hopkins takes a 2-goal lead with just under 3 minutes down in the third period. Anthony Song, his first of the game. Johns Hopkins goal scored by number 20, Anthony Song, assisted by number 21, Samuel Horrigan. Assist time of the goal, 2:53. 4-2 for Johns Hopkins now as we get back underway once more. Big hit by Feldman on the boards, trying to get some momentum back in this game. 3 minutes down in the third period. Anthony Song, his third point of the game, first goal. He'll look for another one here as he cuts in on the backhand. That one is stopped by Corbin on a great move. This will be another face-off in the UMPC zone. Anthony Song definitely off to a strong start in the third and final period. Two shots on goal, one a goal, and that one just stopped by Nick Corbin. His sixth shot against on the night and his fifth save. UMBC going to need something, and they're going to need something relatively early here as that shot from Lester Jew is turned aside. Now starting up this one is Dylan Schaub carrying this one over the blue line. He's got support with him from Feldman as he'll try to spin that one back, taken back by Hopkins. And now it'll be Song once more, cutting through the defense and just loses control of that one before he can bury it behind Corbin. Feldman once more, dumping it back. Zane Baker circles that one behind Corbin, trying to get that one up and out of the zone, picked off by Hopkins. Hopkins still controlling in the UMBC zone, looking for another opportunity. This is Lauren Pan, taken back by UMBC. Zane Baker ahead for Brian Stout, taken away by Arthur Wang. Wang has that one back for Lauren Pan. Pan over the center line, she'll dump that one in and taken back by Zane Baker. Baker circles it behind his own net again, looking for an option up the middle, unable to connect, and Arthur Wang has it back. Got it through Benner Granston as that play is blown dead and offside on Johns Hopkins. Early jump in from Blake McIntyre. 15:36 to go in the third period. An early goal from Anthony Song has put Hopkins ahead 4-2 in the third period. Devlin Crystal is on the ice for UMBC to take this draw. He'll win it, but Hopkins able to get to it first. Blake McIntyre spinning this one behind the net as play blown dead once more. And you wouldn't believe me if I told you, but the net has come off of its moorings once again. Officials try to stomp some ice back in there to stop it from coming off so easily. And there will be a face-off in the UMBC zone. Devlin Crystal will take it once again. Opposite of Crystal will be Blake McIntyre for Hopkins. It'll be won by Crystal, who moved it up and out ahead. He's got Brenner Granston on the opposite side of him, trying to skate that one up ahead. That one will be poked away by Tarazi. And Granston will try to pressure and take it back. UMBC has it. Scout fires into the glove of Longmire and covered for a whistle. 15:12 to go in the third. Shot on goal by Brian Stout. Some line changes now for UMBC. Brian Dugan takes the ice with Ethan Fries and Scotty Collinson. Brenner Granston goes to the bench. Zane Baker and Alex Garcia on the back end for UMBC. This draw is won by UMBC, but that shot from Dugan blocked by Hopkins. Nathan Freeze will try to pressure and take that puck back. Scotty Collinson will, but just able to get over the blue line, and Baker will dump it back in. UMBC forced to retreat and get onside. Hopkins trying to wheel that one up ahead. Alex Garcia has it. Garcia over the line. Crunched into the boards by Hopkins. That puck is still free. Hopkins able to come up with it. Garcia trying to chase it down. This one back for Freeze. Freeze looking to make some room. Back for Wiley. Wiley moves it over for Baker. Baker trying to dump it back for Wiley. This is Scotty Collinson behind his own cage looking for some space. As taken away, just gets through Michael Wiley. And looking back over for Zane Baker as they force retreat and get back onside. Baker back over the blue line. Big hit from McIntyre on Baker. Baker back up to his feet as Hopkins moves back the other way. Pressure by Dugan on Gurion Marks. Marks carries it over. Pressured by Scotty Collinson. He'll still have it. Shoots it off the outside of the goal. And Wiley dumps it up and away. Dugan looking for some space down the wing. Brian Dugan trying to find Freeze just out of his reach. UMBC still has it, trying to find Dugan again. And Longmire will jump out of his crease and cover for the whistle with 13:52 to go in the third period. A good shift from UMBC's top line, but unable to convert. Alex Garcia on the ice for UMBC. Dylan Schaub and Ardash Nair take the ice. Collinson steps off. Brandon Feldman takes his place, and he will take this draw opposite of Song. Draws won by Song and Hopkins. Nair trying to pressure and knock it free from Luke Tarazzi. Able to do so, and able from his feet to try to find it back for Garcia. But a delayed offside forces Hopkins to retreat, but now they have it again as Anthony Song looks for his second of the period. He'll cut in and scores! Song threw that one towards the net. We'll see whether he gets credited with the goal, but it is 5-2 for Johns Hopkins. That'll be Mason Albert set up by Anthony Song. 5-2 Hopkins, 13:30 to play. So Anthony Song continues his hot streak in the third period, gets that one through, almost got it to go himself, but it is Mason Albert who finishes off the play as UMBC calls a timeout. Down three, their biggest deficit of the night with just 13:30 to go. Desperation time coming for UMBC, down three with 13:30 to play as their timeout runs out now. Hopkins takes the ice once more. That last goal from Hopkins coming from Mason Albert, assisted by Anthony Song. That is Anthony Song's fourth point of the game, a goal and three assists. No other player in this game has more than one point other than Blake McIntyre with two goals. Scotty Collinson will be taking this draw at center ice. He'll win it, but Hopkins is going to retreat and Freeze is going to try to get it back. Collinson has it once more. UMBC is going to need one, and they're going to need one early to get some momentum back in this game. Back for Granston. Granston will fire. That one loose in traffic, but picked up by Hopkins. Anthony Song. Granston able to keep it in. And now for Ethan Freeze as they will blow this play dead. If they're calling that offside, they're unfortunately wrong. Granston was able to keep that puck in, but they're going to have a faceoff in the neutral zone. And they will call that offside as Collinson will take this draw again. 13:10 to play. Draw won by Hopkins. Wang moves it out ahead. Garcia trying to dump it in over the head of Collinson. Freeze has it. He's chased down from behind. And now Arthur Wang moves that one back. Trying to center that one ahead. Picked off by Scotty Collinson. Flipped back ahead. Garcia will look to dump it in. Taken away. Granston has it. Looking to control and stick handle his way through. Pressured by Arthur Wang and kicked to the corner. Granston still has it. Wang now has it. Taken away. Look to control. That one ahead for Brian Zhao. Pressured by Granston. Good takedown by Granston to knock that puck free. Dugan dumps it in, blocked by Hopkins. Dugan trying to get it back, looking for Freeze. Freeze trying to get it back to Dugan, taken away by the defense of Hopkins. Freeze will chase it back once more. As Baker. And now Granston has it, looking for some room. Granston to the middle and scores! Renner Granston with the goal, and UMBC has cut the lead to two. course it quit on me. UMBC goal, scored by number 11, Brenner Grantstein. Assisted by number 2, Zane Baker. Time of the goal, 7:49. UMBC back in this game with 12 minutes to play. Brenner Grantstein with his first goal of the game, assisted by Zane Baker. Trying to get two more before the night is out. Chasing it back down again is UMBC trying to get some momentum. Devlin Crystal trying to cut through, poked away by Longmire. That one will just get through Wiley. Chase back down. Baker trying to be the first on this puck. He's able to get it free. That one poked free. A shot on goal by Samuel Horrigan. Horrigan kicks it free. Hopkins has it once more. Lester Zhu picked off. Moving this one ahead is Gavin Hayes over the line. Big hit! Gavin Hayes absorbs it and gives it right back to Arthur Wang, who takes the worst of it. Longmire will cover for the whistle, and Wang is hurting. He went down his tailbone hard. He's slow to get off the ice. 11:03 to go, 5-3 for Johns Hopkins. This will be a faceoff in the UMBC zone. Scotty Collinson will be taking this draw. Hopkins discussing on the bench with the officials. Line change coming. Number 27, Lester Zhu, will remain on the ice. This will be Scotty Collinson taking the draw opposite of Anthony Song, who's got 2 points in this period. Important for UMBC to capitalize here. That shot from Ethan Fries from the point turned aside. That one just goes through the crease from Brian Dugan. Garcia leaves it for Fries at the point. Fries around Pan. Fries around another. Behind the net, looking for options at the middle. No one home on the centering pass. Brenner Grantstein takes it behind the net, or behind it center ice, and tries to bring it towards the net. Grantstein back for Garcia. Dumped back in. Picked up by Lester Zhu of Hopkins. Trying to clear it up and out of the zone over the head of Grantstein. And now a break for Luke Tarazi. And he scores! Luke Tarazi on a breakaway gives Hopkins their 3-goal lead black. 6-3 for Johns Hopkins with 10:27 to play. So a great clear from Lester Zhu allows Hopkins. Scores! And they get it right back! UMBC has cut the lead to 2 once again, just 8 seconds after the Hopkins goal. Brandon Feldman, his first goal of the game, and it's 6-4 with 10:22 to go. What can I see? It? UMBC goal, scored by number 16, Brandon Feldman! Unassisted, time of the goal, 9:38. So in just an 8-second swing, we are right back to where we started, a 2-goal lead for Johns Hopkins with a little over halfway to go in the third period. Brandon Feldman, the unassisted goal for UMBC, following the goal by Luke Tarazi. That puck sent into the penalty box by the goal scorer Tarazi. Just missing everyone inside. That play blown dead with 10:08 to go in the third. 6-4 Hopkins. This one back all the way. Hopkins wins the draw. working this one back, just gets away from Crystal, trying to chase that one down. Is Wiley Song trying to win the race? Wiley just able to get it away from him. Hayes able to move it ahead for Feldman, the goal scorer. Feldman trying to get it back, taken away by Tarazi. Tarazi over for Song, his shot wide. Feldman has it back, trying to move it ahead for Crystal. He's going one-on-one with Arthur Wang, trying to move it around Wang, trying to brute force his way through, but Wang able to hold his ground and push him back and retrieve the puck behind his cage. Back all the way once more. Alex Garcia has it for UMBC, chips it back for Brian Dugan. UMBC has it again. Alex Garcia pushed into the boards by Wang. They'll scrum for it behind the cage. Collinson will try to chase it, slaps one that does not get through, blocked by Song. Garcia will try one, that one is blocked by Wang. Hopkins unable to clear the zone. This time they will on the clear by Lauren Pan. Alex Garcia has it. Pressured by Burton, forced to send it around for Brandon Feldman. Freeze, trying to make this a one-goal game. He'll cut through the zone, has it on his backhand. That one does not get through the Longmire, blocked by Gurion Marks. Hopkins trying to clear the zone, can't do it yet. Scotty Collinson has it, turns around and fires. That one blocked. No one seems to know where it is. That puck's still loose in front. Freeze has it, looking for some room. He'll fire and try a centering pass. Does not connect. Branston still has it, looking for another option. Has that one taken away. Freeze looking for another opportunity. That one does not get through. Another try taken away and knocked back by McIntyre. Branston has it, trying to spin his way around. Knocked down. Two on one for Hopkins. And just able to break that one up is Michael Wiley. UMBC survives the scare. Scotty Collinson has it back in his own zone. Branston for Freeze, and that one just bounces over his stick. Wiley will chase this one down, no icing. They'll be challenged by Wang. Wiley all the way around. He's got a goal himself tonight, looking for Freeze, trying to catch Hopkins in a change. He gets by one. He's got one more in front. He'll retreat and wait for some options, trying to find Wiley, but unable to get enough juice on the pass. That one behind Devlin Crystal. Samuel Horrigan dumps it in. Blake McIntyre's got two goals, looking for a third as he just wires that one wide. 7:30 to go in the third period, 6-4 for Hopkins. Scotty Collinson will chase this one down on the boards in his own zone, tries to send it ahead, unable to get it out of the zone. Dylan Shaw with a crunching hit on the boards by McIntyre, on McIntyre. Devlin Crystal circles this one around. He'll look for some room. Gets it out of his own zone. Over the center line. Over the blue line. He's got three in front of him. But he's going to take this one. He's possibly got some room. Just unable to get it through Longmire on a beautiful backhand chance for Devlin Crystal. Longmire just able to follow it and keep this a two-goal lead for Hopkins as Blake McIntyre moves that one the other way. Trying to cut in. Turned aside by Corbin. And now Crystal once again will move it the other way. This one taken by Luke Tarazi. As Hopkins takes a line change, he'll dump it in, and Brenner Granston will retreat himself. 6:45 to play, UMBC down two goals. Brenner Granston, he's got one for himself in this period. He'll take it himself. He's got this one over the blue line. He'll look for some room, trying to cut through. That puck is still loose and kicked behind the goal by Wang. Lauren Pan has it, picked off. And now it's another potential break for Johns Hopkins. Anthony Song has some room down on the wing. He'll fire that one wide of the goal, stays in play. That'll rattle all the way around. Potentially a good bounce for Brian Dugan as he carries that one into the zone, makes a nice move. Unable to get a stick on it before Longmire can swat it away. This one back again, UMBC still in control. Dugan back to Collinson. Collinson controls along the boards. He'll flip that one towards the goal. That one is blocked, but it'll be chased by Feldman. He's got the latest goal for UMBC. Baker tries a centering pass broken up by Song. Song, Collinson plays it with a high stick, but Hopkins still has it, so the play continues. Song with a quick shot. That one does not get on goal. Baker trying to get that one away from Lauren Pan. Lauren Pan able to keep it in for Hopkins. She'll try a centering pass broken up, and now Brian Dugan with some speed trying to find Ethan Freeze, able to get it to him. Dugan and Wiley joining Freeze in the zone. Freeze trying to cut through the middle. The backhander just dribbles through and just off the stick of Ethan Freeze. Freeze keeps it in. He'll circle it away around on his backhand. He'll try to dump it around. Michael Wiley will try to challenge along the boards for it, but Hopkins will come up with it. This is Arthur Wang. Wang tries to flip it out. Couldn't get it through Feldman, but the puck will get out. Freeze will retreat it into the skates of Gavin Hayes. This one now back for Dylan Schaub. Schaub tries to wheel that one over, unable to get it through. Picked up by Gurion Marks. Marks picked off by Brenner Granston. Branston will carry this one into the zone himself, looking to cut this lead to one. Branston makes a move around one, poked away by Hopkins. Garcia trying to chase that one down at the point as Wang able to get it up and away. 3-on-1 for Johns Hopkins, cutting into the zone. That one across, this one all alone in front, and he scores. Blake McIntyre with the hat trick. And it's 7-4 for Johns Hopkins with 4:45 to play. A 3-on-1, UMBC got aggressive, and it'll bite them in the end. They are down 3 with under 5 minutes to play. Game's not over yet, but that certainly does feel like a backbreaker for Johns Hopkins here as UMBC will carry this one back into the zone. If they want to tie this game up, they're going to need one now and two after that. 4:30 to play. Looking to get one back here is Dugan. He's got some room. He'll fire that one, turned aside by Longmire. Good opportunity there for Brian Dugan in his debut. Hopkins has it once more, just looking to kill some clock. Gurion Marks carries it over the line. Taken down. Still looking for it. Try the centering pass, does not connect. Broken up by Stout. Flips that one towards the goal and covered by Nick Corbin with 4:07 to play. Tough breaks for UMBC in the third period, coming in down 1-3-2. They give up 4 so far in this third period, getting aggressive, able to score 2 themselves, but unable to keep the puck out of the back of the net for Johns Hopkins, and they are down 3 as a result. Draw 1 by Hopkins, slap shot from the point, blocked by Scotty Collinson. That shot once more. Anthony Song has it in front. He'll look for an opportunity as he just wires that one wide at Corbin. Looking for another opportunity as that one gets out of the UMBC zone. Gurion Marks has it, turns it over to Devlin Crystal. He's got an opportunity, turned aside by Longmire on the breakaway. That backhand shot from the boards also turned aside by Longmire. 2 shots on goal there for UMBC. 3:35 to play, down 3. They need one and they need it fast. Michael Wiley, he's got a goal himself, chases that one down in his own zone. And Hopkins comes up with it once more. Devlin Crystal breaks that one up, but 2 men back for Hopkins, able to retrieve that puck. Collinson has it, trying to wheel that one all the way back around. Baker right in front of us. Collinson has it. He'll look for his first of the game. He'll fire that one wide of the goal as that one will dribble all the way back out of the zone to be played by Freeze. Freeze has Baker with him, and he'll give it to him just out of reach of Baker, and Hopkins able to come up with it. This is Allison Eberhardt. She's got a goal back in the first period, 1 of 7 for Hopkins. Freeze now has it with a head of steam up the wing, looking to burn his way past this Hopkins defense. On his backhand, just unable to thread the needle to the back of the net. This one will go all the way back for Baker. Baker trying to find Collinson, finds Granston instead. Good move by Granston. He's got Feldman with him. Granston will take it himself. That one, a glove save by Longmire, kicked into the corner. 2:30 to go in the third period. Freeze tries to find Feldman for his second. That one turned aside by Longmire. Freeze looking for another one, taken away by Hopkins. Still has it, looking for something. That one off a stick of a Hopkins player, up and out of play with 2:22 to play. Hopkins defending a 3-goal lead. That one up and over the net. This faceoff will still be coming in the Johns Hopkins defensive zone. Freeze off of the ice, replaced by Gavin Hayes. Scotty Collinson stays on. He will take this draw. It's desperation time for UMBC, but it is dire straits now, down 3 with 2:22 to go in the third period. Collinson will take it. UMBC will win it, but it's taken by Hopkins, kept in by Granston. Lauren Pan able to get it by Granston, and she will take this one 1-on-1 with Feldman. Feldman able to take it back. He'll dump it out and ahead. This one is taken by Lester Jew. Jew dumps it in. This one back in once more for Zane Baker to start this one up. Final 2 minutes of the third period. 3-goal lead for Johns Hopkins. Granston has it. He'll look for a chance himself. Has that one taken away. And that one will be dumped all the way back down. Is it going to go wide of Corbin? It will not. Icing canceled out. Big time saver for Johns Hopkins as Zane Baker will start this one in his own end. This one will be taken back. Marks dumps it down. Knocked down by Feldman. Scotty Collinson in his own zone, looking for an opportunity right into the mask. A Longmire hits him in the face and he shakes off the helmet with 1:25 to play to blow the play dead. Good shot by Scotty Collinson hits Longmire right in the mask. We've got a stoppage in play as he adjusts his helmet and gets it fixed. Freeze back on the ice for UMBC as we hit the final 85 seconds of the game. Freeze will be taking this draw for UMBC. Hopkins just looking to kill the final 85 seconds of this game. On the ice with Freeze is Brian Dugan and Dylan Schaub. On the defense, Michael Wiley and Alex Garcia. Looking to win this draw, win it quick, and cut this lead to two. Faceoff blown dead before being won by Freeze. They'll try it once more. And this time it is won by Hopkins back to Luke Tarazzi. He'll move it over from Neeson Albert. Albert unable to get out of the zone. Second tries the charm. He'll move it ahead. Anthony Song will cut this one ahead past Alex Garcia. Try to wrap this one around the net, and he scores. Anthony Song takes that one coast to coast, fakes out Nick Corbin, and makes it 8-4 with 68 seconds to play. Anthony Song up to 5 points on the evening. So we've reached the final 64 seconds of this game. 8-4 for Johns Hopkins. They have 5 goals in the third period compared to UMBC's 2. They lead 8-4, and this game all but a formality now. Ethan Freeze will take this draw in the neutral zone opposite of Song, and Freeze will win it back to Brenner Granston. Granston will control and try to wheel this one back around to the outside. He'll take this one himself. He's got some room, looking to get one back. He'll cut to the middle. That shot stopped by Longmire and kicked beside the goal. 48 seconds to play. Dugan has it. Back to the point for Granston. Granston tries to stick handle around Mason Albert. Does not work. And now Hopkins will move this one the other way. Granston able to stop the advance of Albert. And then he's a big hit on the boards. Great hit by Brenner Granston on the boards. They're going to call this one a penalty. So Albert tries a shot. That one stopped by Corbin, and they are going to call Granston for a penalty here for the hit on Mason Albert. For the final 27 seconds of this game, Johns Hopkins will be on the power play. UMBC penalty number 11, Brenner Granston, 2 minutes for roughing. So final 27 seconds of this game will be on the power play for Johns Hopkins. Might try to run out the clock, might try to make it 9-4. But regardless, this game essentially over now. Brandon Feldman will take the draw. Hopkins will win it. This draw all the way back for a slap shot deflected through. Hopkins looking to pot another one here. That puck is still loose in the crease, kicked aside. Zane Baker will fight for it. Down to 15 seconds in the game. UMBC trying to just keep Hopkins off the board one last time, down to the final 10. Gurion marks all the way back at the point. He'll delay, wheel that one back down for Samuel Horrigan, all the way up and out of the zone, and that is it. This one done and in the books. Johns Hopkins with an 8-4 victory over UMBC. They pick up 5 goals in the third period to ice this one and double up the Retrievers, 8-4. Hopkins wins this one. UMBC falls in their first game of the season, looking to bounce back next week. Goal scorers in this game for your UMBC Retrievers. Scoring was started by Ethan Freeze on the power play, followed by Michael Wiley in short order after that. Brenner Granston got them back in the game in the third period, and Brandon Feldman with a quick response to a Hopkins goal to cut the lead back to 2. But onslaught of Hopkins offense in the third period, too much to overcome. Blake McIntyre with a hat trick, Anthony Song with 5 points, and they get contributions up and down their lineup. Luke Tarazzi and Allison Erberhardt with the goals as well for Hopkins. That's it for this one. Hopkins wins it 8-4.